With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has been declared the winner of Nevada's presidential race. That happened when the Associated Press finally made the official call on that race, and that also adds six new electoral votes to the former president's overall margin of victory this week. Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a blaze that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly houses. California Highway Patrol Officer Gregory Balcock says the fire swept in as he was trying to assist one of those homeowners.
Parked the patrol car and saw the frenzy of them trying to grab stuff, and I unhooked the RV, and as we were pulling the RV down the driveway, you know, there's such thick smoke we could barely even see the house at that point. And patrol car didn't make it, but hey, that's okay. They're replaceable. People aren't.
Camarillo, California resident Joey Parrish says they had to leave their house very quickly.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon, and cars going down the road with horns of blaring and get out of here, get out of here.
And better weather is expected over the weekend, hopefully giving fire crews the upper hand. Former Senator Jim Talent says securing the border will be one of Donald Trump's top priorities when he takes office early next year.
I think he'll get the border secure. I think they'll begin deporting, and they're going to start with the dangerous criminal elements, which is where they should start. You know, the gangs, the drug traffickers, the sex traffickers, the Chinese agents.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. From Pennsylvania to Florida to Texas, areas with high numbers of Hispanics often had little in common on Election Day other than backing Republican Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. It was a realignment that, if it sticks, could change American politics. Texas and Florida already reliably Republican, but it could now spread to other states. This is SRN News. One Canadian province is tackling transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is said to be on the rise in this country, and most Americans are already aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know somebody who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Charles de Ledesma reports on Russia striking the Ukrainian port city of Odessa.
Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. One drone fell on the district of Avangard, where a large-scale fire broke out in a housing complex. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell arrived in Kyiv on Saturday to discuss European support for Ukraine, Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.